Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, another year in the books. Another year in the books. It's crazy how fast the years fly. I know that's like probably cliche to say, but it's realer and realer to me every year, like how fast the past year went. And I feel kind of like my dad back in the day, right? The older you get, the faster time goes. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. But then you live it and you're like, that is so real. So anyways, I don't know if you guys feel that, but the years seem to fly by quicker and quicker, which is why it's more important than ever, I think, to slow down, to recognize the progress you've made, how far you've come, etc. And that's what I want to talk about in this first podcast of the year. I'm recording this on the 31st, but it won't be out until the 3rd or 4th. But anyways, I want to talk about recognizing and accepting the progress that you've made. Because I was looking back in my safe yesterday. I was getting into my safe for like some, I was looking for some paperwork on my car that I just bought. And I ran into my binder from rehab, and it had all of the work that I did throughout rehab. There was a ton of assignments and processing and inner work that I was doing, but there's a binder that holds all of that. Step one, two, three, four. I think we went through step four in rehab of the 12 steps. And so you got it. You have to do the work in rehab. You pay, but they make you do the work. And so I was just looking through it. I was like, this is wild. So that was in 2015. And it was just wild to see the things that I was writing that were so real to me at the time. I was unpacking a lot of feelings of guilt and shame and how stuck I was, and how, you know, I was reading a note I wrote about how I was so addicted that I would only almost exclusively think all day about when I got to drink or do some drugs. And I was writing about how I couldn't get unstuck by myself. And I was writing all this. I was reading it yesterday, and just, it was crazy to see. I had an inventory list, like an expense list of all the money that I was spending. I spent like $100,000 on drugs and alcohol in like 6 or 7 years. And they made us break down the math of like how much you spend per day, per week, per month. How did it add up over the course of your use? I had a DUI that cost me like $20,000. Like, it was wild to look back on all that. And so that's what I want to talk about today as we're entering a new year. And I stumbled across that yesterday. It wasn't planned. I was reading that, and the person that was writing that is not the person that you see here, that you're listening to here. I'm a different person. But it can be so easy to be frustrated with where your life is at, and to just feel like I'm not making the progress I want. I'm not accomplishing the things I want. And so it's easy to be like, my life isn't where I want it to be. But it's important to look back and see who you've become over time and the progress that you've made over the years, over the year, whatever time frame you're looking at. It's so important. It was so encouraging to me, somebody who just vulnerably, I'm not happy with where my life is. I always feel like I got to do more. I need to accomplish more. I'll be happy when XYZ happens. And so it was cool to read that yesterday and just be reminded that I've come so far from where I was in 2015 when I checked into rehab, couldn't stop drinking and doing drugs. I was reading all the stuff that I wrote about, stories that I had about just terrible things that happened because of my addiction, the relationships I ruined, the wild nights that I couldn't remember, the fights I got in, the broken bones and blood and just things that came from just drunken fighting and pulling guns on people, not saying that I did, but, you know, it could have happened. There's so many things that I was reminded of that I don't deal with anymore that I dealt with at the time, which is pretty crazy. Hang on. Sorry about that. Sorry, that camera was going wild. But it's pretty crazy to, again, read the stories that I was writing, I was unpacking just 8 years ago, right? Like, so, so crazy. The progress that I've made and the person that I've become. And so I want to talk about that because I think we all deal with not being able to see ourselves properly or correctly, because we usually are looking at ourselves just from where we're currently at, right? We're usually just looking at who we are today, where we are today, and then comparing ourselves to either A, others who are further along, where we want to be, etc., or we're comparing ourselves to the future of our dreams, our aspirations, our vision, where we want to be, and belittling where we are because it's not where we want to be, versus looking back at where we came from and seeing the progress we've made, the journey we've had, the person we're becoming, the wins that we've stacked over time. It's just so easy to only look at where you're at and where you want to go and then focus on the gap and where how you're not there, you're not who you want to be, you're not where you want to be. And just focusing on the gap between where you are and where you want to be versus the gap between where you were and where you are. Let me say that again. We need to get better at focusing on the gap between where we were and where we are, because the majority of us have made consistent progress and are in a better spot than we used to be and are a different person than we used to be. And so if that's you, I would encourage you to take some time today, tomorrow, every month, every week. I don't know the cadence you need to do to remind yourself, but look back at where you've come from and accept the progress that you've made, right? Kind of just sit in that and be impressed, right? Be impressed by the person that you are and the progress that you've made in life, right? None of us are the same person or have achieved the same things we had when we were a kid. Right. So even if you're like, I don't think I've achieved much, I don't think I've made much progress, zoom out even more. Right. Zoom out. Like, what was your life like when you were little, when you were younger? And then what is it like now? I'm sure it's still hard. I'm sure there's a ton of struggle and pain. But have you progressed as a person and where and in your life direction or your trajectory? Right. I heard a quote this morning from a guy who said, your direction determines your destination. Your direction determines your destination. So if you are headed in a good direction, be proud of that, right? You may not be where you want to be. You're probably not. I'm not. But be proud of the direction you're headed in and the progress you've made to move in a direction. Because it doesn't just happen, right? You're either moving forwards or backwards in life. I really believe that. I don't believe there's much neutral in life. You're either growing or shrinking. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. I don't think there's neutral in life. So if you're moving forward and you may not be where you want to be, but you're making progress, be impressed. Life is hard. It's hard to move forward. It's easy to move backward. It's hard to move forward. So as we're entering a new year, a new chapter for a lot of people, new season, and we're probably not where we want to be, it's important to look back and see the progress that we've made. Give ourselves the credit and be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself for the work you've done. Be proud of yourself for the progress you've made. And be proud of yourself for the direction you're headed in, right? Be proud of the direction you're headed in. If you're putting in the work imperfectly, you're going to fail, you're going to mess up, you're going to fall on your face, etc. But if you're putting in the work to try to move in a better direction in life, you need to be proud of yourself, right? No one else is going to be proud of you if you're not proud of you. I've learned that in life. I've looked for external validation from others to look at me, validate me, be proud of me. And it doesn't come if you can't be proud of yourself. Or it doesn't mean anything if you can't be proud of yourself. The most important person you need to impress is yourself. The most important person you need to impress is yourself. You have to be proud of you before you can accept the praise of anybody else. If you're not proud of you, it'll never matter what anybody else says, even though you think it will. It won't. If you can't be proud of you, the words and the affirmations of other people won't matter if they don't translate into you being proud of you. So again, like, Be proud of who you are and where you're headed and the progress you've made, and take time to be intentional about seeing the progress so you can actually take an accurate inventory of the progress you've made versus just looking at where you're at versus where you want to go and seeing the gap. That's never going to help you, and it's never going to help you be proud of you. You got to take time to zoom out, see how far you've come, acknowledge the progress. Even though you're still striving for more, acknowledge the progress you've made in life, because you're probably doing better than you think. You're probably doing better than you think. I'm doing better than I thought. When I look back at those notes in rehab that I was taking as I was unpacking my feelings and my situation and all the things that had led up to me being in a rehab facility, it's pretty crazy to now look at my life and be like, oh, wow, I've made a ton of progress. Is it at the rate that I want? No. Does it look exactly like I want it to? No. Have I made a ton of progress as a person internally and externally in my life? Yes. And so that's encouraging. So as I said, be encouraged. You're doing better than you think. Zoom out, look at the progress you've made, and be proud of who you are and how you're headed, where you're headed. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. Adios.